Okay. Next week's share is being given by Yoshua Katz. Yoshua Katz was in Gush for 2 years. He's a member of the shul in the sense that his father is Avi Katz, and he's a Wayuana student, and he's a madrich on NCSY Kollel, and he's a young, dynamic, I think, a superstar in the future, and I think it's worthwhile for us to hear some of our younger Talmidim, and I hope everyone will be able to come and ask next week. Thereafter, Thanksgiving is Thursday night, so there won't be a shiur. The weekend after, I believe it's December 5th, that'll be Rabbi Eli Rubin. He's an affiliate or member of the shul, principal of Kushner, and we'll move on from there.
Okay, I agree. Come to listen to Shua Katz. He's part of our TABC Kollel. Okay, good evening, everyone. We have a short amount of time to try to cover a lot. What I'd like to do is really begin by analyzing a few psukim and a couple of Rashis that we're probably familiar with, and hopefully understand why Rashi needed to make the comment that he did, and hopefully we'll walk out with something, with some new ideas. Okay, so we know in the Parsha we have a lengthy description of the story with Eliezer. And obviously he makes contact, of course, with Rivka, and he's there sent on a mission based on Abraham's command, and he finds a wife for Yitzchak. Okay, so after he sees that the plan actually not only goes into effect, of everything works out perfectly, he realizes that Hashem has answered his prayer. He finds Rivka. She actually follows exactly the plan. She offers to his camels. He gives something to him to drink as well. And if you look in the first source, it says in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Perech Chaf Dalet, V'ha'ish Mishta'ela. Right? He's astonished. Macharish Ladas Ha'itzliach Hashem Darkoim Lo. Okay? So he realizes that something very special has taken place. And afterwards, so the camels are drinking. Pasuk Chaf Bet says, "Vayihi kasher kilu hagemalim lishtos, vayikach ha'ish nezem zahav beka mishkalo." He takes a nose ring, and it's made of gold. And you should know, beka mishkalo. Beka actually means half a shekel. It's worth a half a shekel. Ushnei tzimidim al yadeha. And he gives Rivka 2 bracelets, asara zahav mishkalam, and their weight is 10 in gold. That's what the pasuk says. So of course he gives. We're familiar with the fact that Eliezer gives these gifts to Rivka. Oh, so take a look at the next few pesukim. Then it says he of course asks her, vayomer bas miat, hagidina li hayesh beis avich makom lanu lolin. You are the daughter of whom? Right? Does your father have a place for us to stay for the night, for one night? And she responds, "Vatomare love bas b'suel anochi ben milka asher odol nachor." And we have a place plenty for you. "Vatomare love gam tevin gam mispo gravi manu," with plenty of food for the animals. "Gam makom lalon," even a place to stay. You want to stay for longer than one night stay. So Eliezer is, of course, this debt of gratitude he owes to the Ribbono Shel Olam that he's able to find Rivka in such a short period of time. So Rashi comments, if you look at the next source, it's source 2. It's quite interesting that in this context, in the context of the story, it's so important that the Torah tells us not only what it is that Eliezer gives to Rivka, but the value and the weight of what Eliezer gives to Rivka. Beka, so Rashi says, I want you to realize that this is not just information that's really not relevant. It's very relevant and it's very symbolic. Beka, half a shekel. Remez l'shiklei Yisrael, beka l'algulgolas. This actually is a hint foreshadowing that the Jewish people eventually are going to give a half shekel. So it's very noteworthy that the amount, that the value of the nose ring was beka mishkalo. Beka was a half shekel. Okay, very nice. Ushnei tzmidim, two bracelets, says Rashi, based on the Medrash, remez l'shnei luchos mitzumados. Right? The word semen means where something is attached like a yoke. So this is a remez to the luchos, where you had both sides of the luchos were attached one to the other. The word tzmidim, which is a chain or a bracelet, is where things are linked together. This is a remez, a hint to the future, when we're going to receive the luchos. Okay? And, by the way, what was the weight of the chains, of the bracelets? Asara zahav mishkalam, their weight is 10 in gold. Remez, 10, right? That's also quite noteworthy. Remez la'aseres hadibros shebahem. Okay? Right? Aseres hadibros. So the two bracelets remind us of the luchos and the aseres hadibros that happen to be on those luchos. Okay, let's do one more, Rashi. Vayemer bas mi'at, we may remember this. Eliezer gives Rivka these gifts. And only afterwards he asks, "Who are you?" Vayomer bas miat la'achar shenasana sha'ala. Interesting. He only asks who she is afterwards. L'fi shahaya. What are you doing that for? You're giving her gifts. You don't even know who she is. If this girl is not from Avram's family, so she's off limits. So what are you giving all the gifts for? So he says, "I'll tell you why." L'fi shahaya batuach. Bizchuso shel Avraham shehitzliach Hakadosh Baruch Hu darko, because he was so sure that this was the right girl that he was able to give her the gift even before he knew who she was. He just, as a formality, he asks who she was. Okay, that's what Rashi says. Let's learn a little bit further, and then we'll raise a couple of questions. Next, when the story is actually the story has unfolded, and then Eliezer, we know, repeats the story. Okay, afterwards. And when he repeats the story, so there are a number of changes. The most obvious one Rashi actually points out is the order in which Eliezer actually gives the gift versus when he actually introduces himself and asks who she is. V'ashalosa, this is Eliezer speaking to the family, from Abbas Miat, who are, right, who are you, the daughter of? V'atomer bas v'suel ben Nachor asheyodolo milka v'asim hanezem alapa v'hatzimidim al yodeha. I first asked who she was, and then only afterwards. Okay, and then, of course, he bows to Hashem, and then, in Pasuk Mem Tes, at the bottom of page 1, v'ata, he says like this, im yeshchem osim chesed ve'emes asadomi, if you would like to do kindness and follow the truth. After all, this seems to be the right shidduch with my master, with Avraham. Hagiduli, vimlo hagiduli. And if not, also hagiduli. If you're not interested in giving Rivka right to me, so vefne al yamin o al smol. I'll go to right or left. I'll look somewhere else. But let me know. I need to know now. Let's turn the page to the other side. Side two. So Rashi makes the point that I just made in source number 4, v'eshal v'asim. I asked, and then I placed, I gave her the gift. Shina haseda, Eliezer, right, was very smart. He changed the order, of course. Sharehu tchila nasan v'acharkach shah, because what really happened was he first gave it to her, and then he asked who she was. Ela shelo yispisuhu bidvarav yomru hech nasat alav adayin ein chami yodami. What are you, crazy? I'm going to send my daughter with you, right? You gave a complete stranger the gift. You don't even know who she is, right? Everyone can't trust you. So of course he was very smart. He switched the order. Okay. And if you're not interested in giving Rivka to us to bring back, so I can bring her back for Yitzchak to come to Avram's family, efne al yamin o al smol. I'll go right or left. What does he mean? Yal Yamin, says Rashi, Mibenos Yishmael. I can find from the Benos Yishmael. Al Smol, Mibenos Lot, Shaya Yoshev Vismolo Shal Avram. I can find a Lot family. A couple of families that not much to choose from, okay, because he can't take daughters from Canaan. So there's not much to choose from, but I have options. Just let me know. Okay. So just to address a couple of things. Firstly, is the only way to learn the psukim that Shina Haseder? Is it really true that Eliezer actually changed things around? First, Eliezer tells, right, he says that he gives them the gifts, and only afterwards he asks Bas Mi'at. So, right, we're used to that, we're comfortable with that, because that's the way we learned it when we were young. So if you look at the Abba Benel, he says that he personally likes the Ibn Ezra's interpretation of the Pesukim. Before we read it, let's go back to the Pesukim for a second. And if you read the Pesukim carefully, you don't have to learn like Rashi at all. Watch the Pesukim in source number one, Pasuk Chav Beis. Watch this. Vayihi kasher kilu hagmalim lishtos. So the camels finished drinking. Vayikach ha'ish nezem zahav. Just imagine what he's doing. He takes, right, he has for him, he takes out, he brought a lot of things. He takes nezem zahav, he takes this nose ring, tells you how much it's worth. Shnei tzimidim, he takes that as well. Fine. Vayomer bas mi'at. So imagine, here's Eliezer, he's holding, right, he's holding the tzimidim, he's holding the bracelets. He asks, who are you? Is there a place for us to stay? She says, sure, I have things for the camels, and he bows. Now, when you read the Pesukim, what exactly happened? All it says is that he took, right, he took the Nezem Zahav, he just took it, he took it out of the bag, he's holding on to it, and says, who are you, right? And only, right, and it doesn't even say that he gives it to her. Okay, very good. So if you turn back, let's see how the Ibn Ezra learns, okay? The bigger difficulty is when he repeats the story. But let's see. Look at the Abarba now. The Kasher Kol Sala Hashkosam. So what did he do? He takes the nose ring and the two bracelets. Ulefidas Rashi nisanam la kodem shasha'ala bas mi'at. Right? Before. Now, why is this? Now, Rashi doesn't explain, but he said, I'll tell you why Rashi learns that way. Was he a crazy man? Not at all. She worked very hard. Okay, she all the camels. So the least I could do is pay her for her services. If he finds out that based on our family and based on Masim, Eina Haguna Liitzchak. Okay, if let's say she's just not the right shidduch, not from the right family. Tikach la hamatanosa eile, bavur mashehitiva la. So keep the. I have plenty of other stuff for the family, for the right girl. But you know what? This wasn't everything he had. But at least I could do. She gave me something. If I find out I'm the daughter of this one, oh, not Avram's family. Okay, here, enjoy. Here they are, and that's the end of it. That's why Rashi learns the way he learns. He says, Aval kipirish harabi Avram ben Ezra, v'hu hayoser nachon. Rishona sha'al bas mi'at. First he asked bas mi'at, who are you the daughter? And that's exactly the way he tells the story. He doesn't change any seder at all. V'achar kach nasna la. V'lechein lo amar akasu v'yitein la. It doesn't say he gave her. Elo v'yikach ha'ish nezem zahav u'shnei tzimidim al yadeha. And if you think it says, oh, he put it on her hands, no, ritzono lomar haruim liyos al yadeha. He took the two bracelets. It doesn't say he put them on her hands. Ushnei tzimidim al yadeha, the two bracelets that are fit to go on her arms that he's going to give her later. That's where they belong. It doesn't say he put them on her hands, but al yadeha, they belong in her hands. Okay. So, one of the issues that we need to discuss is why would Rashi learn the way he learns? It could be that when he tells the story, okay, if you go back when he tells the story, so what does it say? In Pasuk Mem Zayin in source number 3. Go back to the first page. I asked of Arshalo sa bas mi vamar bas miat va tomer bas besuel ben achor ashel yolam ilka va va asim hanezem alapa vat vidim al yodeh. Now you have to wonder, what does Ibn Ezra think? Okay? Right? So here, it sounds like he's placing it right, on. So you could say, okay, so exactly what we said. He spoke with her, right? Al Yadeha means that he is planning on giving it to her later, that belong on her hands, okay? And afterwards he places it on. But Rashi understands that this is what he did originally. Al Yadeha, he actually placed it on her hands initially. We can understand the psukim according to both. What I'd like to address are several of these issues that we see in Rashi, and which is really from the Medrash. What in the world, why is it, the Pesukim certainly mentions something, out of the way, what was the value? Happened to be a half shekel. What's the half shekel? Oh, you know, we did a half shekel when we built the Mishkan, everyone gave a half shekel for the Adonim. We're very familiar with the half shekel. What else? Shnei tzmidim, two bracelets. Well, the word samud means where two things are attached, and they happen to be asara zahav, 10. Well, there are 10 dibros happen to be on these two things that were attached. Where in the world did the Medrash see this? Where's the Medrash see this? So what I'd like to do is take a look at Rabbeinu Bechaya's understanding of this entire story, and hopefully develop a little bit more, maybe move in a little bit of a different direction, but give us a different interpretation of what's happening in this entire story. So take a look at source number 5. Vayikacha ish nezem zahav, beka mishkalo shmei tzmidim. So he asks, same question. Maha yatzarich lohu dienu hamishkal. What do you have to tell me what it weighs? It's enough, you tell me what you gave her. I need to know what it weighs. Ah, so he says. Because in the future there is going to be, right, those who accept the Torah eventually are going to collect a half shekel from each person. Just like Rashi. Okay? V'yesh b'chlalam, this is cute, kuf ayin bet tevot. The word beka, right, is 100, right, and 72. So there are 172 words in the Aseret HaDibros. I don't know, you go check, see if that's true. V'zehu shnei tzimidim al yadeh asara zahav mishkalam, watch this. The word shekel, ooh, v'ot ki lashon shekel hu no trikon, is a contraction of the word esh and kol. Ramaz lematan Torah shekasuv sham, with the giving of the Torah, what does it say? Min hashamayim hishmiacha es kaloli yasureka v'ala oretz heracha es isho hagdola. Matan Torah has a kol of Hashem and has the esh of Hashem. That's the word shekel. In this story, we're supposed to see there's a signal, there's a foreshadowing of Matan Torah. Somehow, some way, we're supposed to see that in the story of Eliezer coming to Rivka. Okay? Rashi seems to say that. Rabbeinu Bechaya says that. We'll skip the next one just because of time. Look at the next paragraph. Vihine. So it's almost uncanny when you look at the comparisons, says the Rabbeinu Bechaya, between the story of the Jewish people in the Midbar, Matan Torah, the building of the Mishkan, and the story of Eliezer Eved Avraham as he travels through, meets Rivka, and Rivka returns home, returns to Eretz Canaan. V'hinei kol ha-ma'ora osa'ele, all of these occurrences, l'Rivka, ha-kol simon li-baneh. This is all a signal, this is all a sign for what's going to be. All of those happenings that took place for this, for Eliezer, as he was matzliach, who was successful on the way, dugmas hamikrim she'eru lebanel bederech hamidbar. The same thing will be true of the Jewish people in the Midbar. For example, kishem shehaya malach imo baderech mikoach tfiloso shel Avraham she'ne'emar hu yishlach malacho lefanecha. Avraham, when Eliezer comes in the beginning, what if I don't find the right woman? Hashem will send a malach to take care of you. Kekach matzinu banel baderech har Rivka's children biderech hamidbar hinei anochi yisholeach malach lefanecha. Not only that, what else do we know? Ukshem sha'alu hamayim likrasa. The waters came up, according to the Medrash, to greet Rivka. came bebaneh paderech hamiderech hamidbar ali be'er in parashas chukas enula. Right, the fact that the wars come up. The ha'eved shenasa lo hamatonos ha'ele romas lo bohen kishu the gifts kishem shekabalahi shekiblahi hamatonos ha'ele ali dei ha'eved. Just like she received the gifts through the hands of an eved. Kain boneha asidim lekabel haTorah al yidei Moshe Eved Hashem. So it's the Eved giving the Torah, giving the Tzmidim, giving the Torah. Shuhayah Eved haNe'eman asher kol tuv Adonobi Adonobi Adon. He had everything from the Ribono Shel Olam. Mimashe kasov ani aavir kol tuvi al ponecha. I will give you Moshe all of my goodness. Ukshem shenasam hamatanos rabos mitzasam baderech tornos mitzasam babayis. Some were given on the way, some actually in the home. He gave her more gifts later on. Look in the parsha. Vosan shabaderech hayu. What you get on the way? Nezem zahav beka mishkalo shnei tzimidim asar zav mishkalam. Kein bonehel bamidbar. So too in the desert. Heviu shkalim v'kiblu shnei luchos habris shebohen aseres hadibros. Not only that, there were gifts given in the house. There were gifts given in the home. Besides what Eliezer gave her as they were outside by the well. He gives her more gifts when they get into the house. We got the, to what happened? We got more gifts at Har Sinai, sure. Right before we were asked to come to Eretz Yisrael, Nasnu lahem mitzvos rabos, as it says in Devarim, Eile divrei habris asher tziva Hashem, etc. We got many more mitzvos before we entered the land of Israel. You look, it's bolded. Ukshem shenichpela haparsha zu b'inyan ha'eved beiz pa'amim. So why is the whole parsha written twice? We ask that question. You have to rehash the entire story? I'll tell you why. Because Kabbalah HaTorah is also written twice. You have Parshas Yisro, Parshas Vayeshanan. Look at the last bolded. V'ha'inyanim ha'ela shenirmezu b'nisuei Yitzchak v'rivka shehulidu li'akov v'vanav asher yitzu mehem. These topics, these ideas that are hinted to in the marriage of Yitzchak to Rivka, asher yitzu mehem im mekabel HaTorah, the nation that is born, nirmaz kol zeh b'shlichus ha'eved l'malas ha'avos. Unbelievable. So many different comparisons. So many analogies, so much symbolism in the story. But I'd like to add a couple more. Because if you really think about it, it's not exactly the same. Eliezer is coming from Eretz Canaan. So to say that Eliezer is Moshe, oh, you could say that. They do come back to Eretz Canaan. But there are several other things that we need to keep in mind. First of all, the fact that Eliezer is an Eved, and he's coming into the Midbar, into the wilderness. So maybe Eliezer is not Moshe. Maybe Eliezer is the Jewish people. What happens? The Jewish people come from a life of slavery. They are Avadim. And they come into the Midbar, and it's there where there is Kabbalah Satan. One idea to keep in mind. Something else to think about. When we go back to these Rashis, we'll understand a little bit more. One of the things we pointed out was that maybe Shina HaSeir, Eliezer switched the order. So what happened? Eliezer sees this must be Rivka. I know this is right. I know this is the right one. I know I can give her the gifts. I'm sure of it. I'll figure out who she is afterwards. Does that sound familiar? I'm sure. I'm guaranteed. I'll worry about who she is afterwards. What's that? So that's Nasa v'nishma. That's Nasa v'nishma. That's the Jewish people who understand that I'll worry about, I'm so sure this is the right one. This is the right gift. I'll ask who it is afterwards. Shina HaSeder, yes, for the average person, you have to change. But we can learn like Rashi and understand why Rashi wants to learn not like the Ibn. Shina HaSeder, that's for the regular people. But yes, Basmiat, I'll worry about who you are afterwards. Because I am so sure of the truth of this shidduch, I'm so sure of the truth of this Torah that I'm willing to give the gifts right away. What else? So we know when the story is over, they come home. They come to Eretz Canaan. What happens when Matan Torah is over? So we need, as the Ramban explains in other parashanim, we need some type of perpetual Har Sinai. What are we going to do? How are we going to have the Har Sinai experience from the Midbar and have that in maybe in a portable fashion and a perpetual fashion? So what's that? So the Ramban says, that's the building of the Mishkan, of course. That's the gathering of the Shkalim to build the Mishkan. And that's why the Mishkan has an Eish, and the Mishkan has an Anan. And as the Ramban explains, that's because the Mishkan is Har Sinai. And that's where the Shekhinah rests. And that's where you can speak to Him. And that's why there are restrictions, right? We have this restrictive access in different rooms, just like we have at Har Sinai. So the same thing is true when they come home. How can I reenact this marriage? So they have it in Ohel Sarah, of course. And what's in Ohel Sarah? What's in Ohel Sarah? Anan Kashur. Just like the Anan Haktores. Just like the Anan over the Mishkan. And we have Eish, fire, right? From Mishabbos L'Shabbos, like the menorah. And Chala, we say, there was Bracha Mitsuya Ba'isa, as we have the Lechem Apanim. So the perpetual Har Sinai also exists after this story. In addition, what does Eliezer say? What does Eliezer say? If you're not interested, just let me know. Ve'efne al yamin o al smol. Does that sound familiar? Sure it does. If you turn, take a look at source number 6. Vayom Hashem mi-Sinai ba, v'zarach mi-Seir lamo. We read this in Vezos HaBracha. What is that? Where is Hashem coming from? So Rashi says, "Vizarach mi Seir lamo." He went to visit Seir. Shepasach livnei Esav. Sheyikablu haTorah v'lo ratzon. Of course, there's no Esav at this time. We need another option. We have Lot, but we do have Yishmael. Mehar Paran. Shahalach sham upasach libnei Yishmael sheikabluha v'lo ratzu. So what happened earlier on page 1? So Rashi says, right, what is he going to do? Sorry, on page 2, source number 4. If you're not interested, just let me know. Ve'efne al yamin, o al smol al yamin, mibenos Yishmael, al smol, well, there is no Esav. But there is Lot. The idea that if you're not interested in the shidduch, I'll go somewhere else. It happens to be the reverse order, but it's the same concept. I'll offer to someone else. But if this is going to work, so I'm interested in you. And finally, I have for you the Psukim in Yecheskel. If you look in source number 7, it becomes abundantly clear why Rashi quotes this notion of Matan Torah. When he sees the word Shnei Tzimidim. You know why? It's almost, it's mind-boggling why Rashi doesn't even quote the Pasuk, doesn't tell you where it's from. Because the Pasuk's from Yechezkel. We know the story. In Yechezkel Perek Tet Zayin, because we quote part of it, the Seder. And we quoted it to Seder because Yechezkel speaks of the birth of the Jewish people. We were born and no one was interested in us. And the baby is lying there, wallowing in its blood, and no one's cleaning it off. And Hashem says that I came and took the baby and I vasach, barach, I washed you off, I took care of you. I cut the umbilical cord, he says, in these psukim. And then you, in Pasuk Vav, Ve'evor alayich, V'arech mipsos, Sesmut alayich, and I say, you're going to live. This is said at the Seder, because this is the story of the Jewish people. We were in Mitzrayim, and no one was taking care of us, and we were dying, and Hashem took us out. And we started to grow, and we started to mature. And look at Pasuk Ches,
V'orech al ve'avor alayich v'orech v'inei itech eis dodim v'efros k'nafi alayich. I spread my wings upon you, v'achaser v'asech, and I cover you, v'eshavalach, I swore to you, v'avo bivris osach l'um Hashem.
What does it mean? And I gave you the Torah. We join together in a covenant. And when we join together in a covenant, look at Pasuk Yud Aleph. Va'edech adi v'etnot simidim alim. And what did I do? I gave you the Torah. I gave you the bracelets. So when I see a story, when I see Eliezer, Eved Avram, and I see the word Shnei Tzimidim, I don't need, this is not symbolism that I'm making up from, taking out from a vacuum. These are the words in Cheskel. Next pasuk, ve'etein nezem al apech, and I put the nose ring on your nose. Because this is Matan Torah. These are the words that Yechezkel uses to describe Matan Torah. So when I see the words in Parshas Chayesara, and I see this story, it's uncanny, the comparisons. And I see the words Smidim and Nezem, so I know what this is talking about. I know this is sick, this is foreshadowing this story. But I'll conclude, and I have, it's rather lengthy, but I have the entire paragraph. One of my favorite things to look at in Parshas Chayesara, which I'm sure we've seen at some point, and I've said it many times, certainly in my class every year, there's one thing, and if you haven't heard this, you'll never look at Parshas Chayesara the same. The question I always ask is, how does Eliezer know that Rivka is the right girl? So everyone says, well, she did exactly what Hashem said, and she's a Balas Chesed. To me, the answer is abundantly clear in the language of the Pesukim. I want you to look carefully at the story. And I have bolded the description of Eliezer. Eliezer's name is never mentioned. He's only Eved Avram. If you look at this source, if you turn the page, at Parashat Perech of Dalet, Avdo, Ha'eved, Vayosam Ha'ed, Vayikach, the Eved took 10 camels, etc. Yud Zayin, Vayorat Ha'eved. Okay? And he runs. What happens when Rivka begins to serve him? What happens when he meets Rivka? What happens when he sees what Rivka's doing? So the Pasuk says in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, what happens? He's all of a sudden, he's an Ish. He's no longer an Eved. And he's an Ish, if you turn the page, Vayikod HaIsh. Pasuk Chaf Tes. Vayorat Slavon Elo Ish. Kodi Berelayo Ish Pasuk Lamid. Lamid Beis Vayaboa Ish. And Pasuk Lamid Dalid, he has to tell them who he really is. Vayomer Eved Avamarochi. I know that your daughter has treated me like an Ish and not like an Eved. And that's why I know she's the right girl. I want to tell you who I am. And it's unbelievable how he's still Ish. He becomes, if you turn the page to the last page, you could keep it, I don't have time to look at it all, but look at Pasuk Samach Aleph, which I find fascinating. Vatokom Rivka b'na'arosel v'tirkavna ha'ala gemalim v'telachna acharei ho'ish v'yikach ho'ebres. In the same Pasuk, he's Ish to Rivka, he's Eved to himself. And it's only after, look at Pasuk Samachei v'tomar elo Eved mi ho'ish halazer. You know who that is? It's Yitzchak. When she comes to the house and realizes who the real master is, so now he's going to be her Eved. But the way she treats him is like an Ish. I'd like to add that idea explains what we're talking about. How do I know this is a reference to Matan Torah? How do I know that this story is about the Jewish people receiving the Torah? And the answer is because when the Jewish people who are the Avadim come into the wilderness and meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what they feel like? They feel like an Ish. They feel like a human being. They feel like there's dignity. They finally feel good about themselves. And that's the message of this parsha. The idea that the Jewish people are going to receive the Torah, it's a shidduch, it's a marriage. And we should remember that we have a marriage with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Something that we see years before in the story of Eliezer and Rivka. We'll stop here, it's 9:15. Wish you all a Shabbat Shalom.
Shoret.